Meditation practice can be seen as kind of powerful investigation. It's an investigation of our bodies, of what this body actually is. And we do that when we're paying attention to the breath. When we pay attention to the different sensations that we feel in the body. And we pay attention to the movement the body makes. And as the practice deepens and the concentration gets stronger, we begin to become aware of subtle energy patterns in the body. A whole new domain, a whole new realm of awareness of what this body is begins to reveal itself. Meditation is also the investigation of the mind. It's paying careful attention, coming to a deep understanding of the nature of thought, the nature of emotions, the nature of consciousness. What is this faculty of knowing? What is this faculty of awareness? It's investigating the nature of silence. One of my teachers once gave a 3-hour discourse on 21 kinds of silence. I'll spare you that this evening. There are many levels and many subtleties to this exploration. And it's really the exploration of ourselves, of the heart-mind. And it's helpful to understand that in many Asian languages, the word for heart and mind is the same. We tend to make this dichotomy in English, and that often gets translated into our lives, this split between our heads and our hearts. It's really quite an artificial split. Mind in the Buddhist sense means big mind including everything we associate with the heart, with intuition, with feeling. It's part of the exploration of the mind. There are two perspectives in practice which are extremely helpful to understand as complementing one another in this investigation, in what it is that we're doing here.